decision-making and consent policy. About this document. This document provides information about your rights to make decisions about your life. Decision-making is all about what you want. You have the right to be respected and treated like other people. In this document, you will learn about your right to make decisions about your life, the meaning of consent, how we help you to make decisions, what happens during emergencies. Our job is to provide support in a way that makes you feel safe and comfortable. If something makes you feel unsafe or uncomfortable, you can say no. When you can make decisions, you have control over your life. We are here to support you to make decisions. You can make decisions about daily activities, food and drink, money, household tasks, hygiene, such as showering and brushing teeth, what help you receive from us, medical visits and treatments, taking medicine, sharing your personal information. We will give you as much time as you need to make decisions. Consent. When you agree that something should take place, you are giving consent. Before giving consent, you have to understand what will be happening, what you will have to do, how the activity or treatment will make you feel better, what might go wrong. You can make the decision all by yourself if you feel comfortable. You can ask questions if you are unsure or want more information at any time. Withdrawing consent. Withdrawing consent means that you are changing your mind. If you feel uncomfortable about something that is happening, you can withdraw consent at any time. The law. We always follow the rules set by the government to make sure that you know your rights. If you are 18 years or older, you can make your own decisions and give consent. If you are under 18, you can make some decisions as well. However, your parent or guardian may need to help you. How to give consent. You can choose how you give consent and tell us your decisions. You can give consent by using body language, such as pointing or moving your head, signing a piece of paper with a pen, saying yes or no, showing us a picture, spelling out your answer. Remember that the way you let us know about your decisions is up to you. Substitute decision makers. Sometimes you might need help to make a decision. You can ask a person you trust and they can give you advice. You can talk to your parents or guardian, your support worker or carer, your close friends and family. A substitute decision maker may be assigned if you do not have anyone to help you make decisions. You are having trouble making your own decisions. A substitute decision maker can help make informed decisions for you. Their job is to help you make good decisions that will improve your life. Emergency treatment. We will always help to protect you from harm. If you are in an emergency, we may not ask for consent if you are too hurt to give consent, for example, you are not awake. The doctor believes the emergency treatment will save your life. You haven't told us that you do not want the treatment. The person doing the treatment has looked at your care plans.